With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G. John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church, Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Thursday. The focus is my neighbors.
This winter on the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, O God, I am marked by your name. May all who see me today know that you are my God and give glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time and space. Jesus, you are the bread of life. I'm hungry for something more, but nothing else satisfies. I come to you empty and in need. Jesus, you said, whoever comes to me shall not hunger, whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Lord Jesus, all I want is you. I come to my God humble and sober-minded as I confess my sin. My God, why am I jealous of others when they have what I want? I compare and compete. I treat friends as rivals, neighbors as competitors. I'm discontent with my lot in life and desiring of theirs. Free me from rampant selfishness. Forgive my jealous eyes. inspire in me celebration for my brother and my sister. You have given me the best things in my life, and I want your best for my neighbor. No rivalry, no conceit, only love. Forgive me, Lord, and transform me.
Our reading today is from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Our meditation today is on the word weariness and was written by Paul Dickerson. As a parent, one of the great joys of my life is introducing my children to the books, music, and movies of my own childhood. It's like handing down a piece of yourself and getting to experience it all over again, as you see their joy, excitement, and wonder. My son just finished reading J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings trilogy, and we are currently working our way through the movies. Early in the first book or movie, The Fellowship of the Ring, there's a conversation between the hobbit Bilbo Baggins and the wizard Gandalf. Bilbo is about to celebrate his 111th birthday, and he says to the wizard, "I'm old, Gandalf. I know I don't look it, but I am beginning to feel it in my heart. I feel thin, sort of stretched, like a butter scraped over too much bread." Exactly. That's what it is to be weary, thin, stretched, like butter scraped over too much bread. Weariness is different from just being tired after a long day's work. That can actually be a good feeling. But weariness goes deeper, past muscle and bone and down to the heart and soul. Weariness saps not only our ability to act, but also our desire to do so. And there is much that makes me weary. The pandemic, for one. Politics. Outrage, both real and manufactured. Seeing friends and family suffering and not being able to help. The grind of each day. I'm sure you have your own list of things that make you weary and sap your motivation. And we need rest. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And if I'm honest, I have more questions. How will you give me rest, Jesus? What about the things that still need to be done? Who is going to take care of all of that? Where is this rest going to come from? But Jesus doesn't give us a 5-point plan for better rest, something that would likely just wear us out even more. And he doesn't give us an easy or cliche answer to our problems. Instead of a plan, he offers a promise. Instead of an answer, he offers himself. To those who are weary, Jesus says, "Come to me. Learn from me. Come alongside me, and I will give you rest." We pray. Lord Jesus, there is much of which I am weary, and I have no place else to go. Take my burdens. Carry them yourself, and give me rest. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you have been the bread of life to me in my life. You have been nourishment. You have been sustenance for me. And now I pray that also for my neighbors. Lord, I pray that you would give daily bread to all those around me, for my immediate geographical neighbors, those right next door, I pray, Lord. Lord, I pray for my community, my neighborhood, neighborhood association, my town, my city. Lord, I pray for neighbors who are hurting from broken families, from addiction, violence, abuse, poverty, sickness, injustice. Lord, I pray that you would give me the eyes of the Good Samaritan, not to walk on the other side of the road, but to see and to help my neighbor in need. Lord Jesus, you are the bread of life. And I pray that you too would be bread sustenance and life for all my neighbors. Help me to serve them this day. In Jesus' name, amen.